Welcome back to Mindful Deconstruction. I'm Jeremy West, and today I want to share my own story of deconstruction, how I moved from a strong religious belief, in fact, training to be a pastor, to a place where I found peace and purpose in mindfulness. For me, the journey began in a church I joined as a teenager, originally just because I followed a girl that I was interested in to youth group. My mother was a New Age Christian, and she'd planted the seed in me that the Bible was the Word of God. Now, at her church, they didn't believe in hell. It wasn't an evangelical church. It was called Unity, and it was very Buddhist influenced, I believe. They even believed in reincarnation and things like that. But still, she'd planted that seed that the Bible was the Word of God and that it was true. And in church, I discovered the evangelical Christian teachings that emphasize things like eternal life and the promise of salvation. This focus on the focus on the end times and Jesus's return. And that focus offered me a comfort and a sense of hope that felt deeply reassuring. I didn't like the idea that I was going to one day die and no longer exist. But as the years went on, I started to encounter questions that I couldn't ignore. What initially stirred my doubts were the inconsistencies I found in the resurrection stories. Each gospel seemed to have different details about who witnessed the resurrection, how many angels were there, and even the sequence of events. For someone taught to believe in the Bible's inerrancy, these inconsistencies started to gnaw at me. I remember how I tried to rationalize it. I'd hear explanations and even use these explanations where you compare it to different witnesses describing a car accident that all have slightly different accounts, right? But that analogy just didn't hold up when I thought about it more deeply, when I actually allowed myself to think about it. Because if the Bible was supposed to be divinely inspired, written by God himself, it didn't make sense that there'd be different versions of one truth. The turning point came when I reflected on what Paul wrote about the resurrection being the cornerstone of Christian faith. He basically said that if the resurrection wasn't true, then we as Christians were to be pitied the most of all people. And yet here I was with four different accounts, none of which perfectly aligned. And this led me to another question. If I truly believed people were destined for hell without salvation, why was I so hesitant to evangelize? Why did it embarrass me? Shouldn't I feel compelled to save as many people as possible? I mean, if people were on a conveyor belt towards a fire and they weren't listening to me, I would probably push them off the conveyor belt. I would do whatever it took. I wouldn't be embarrassed. So I must not actually have believed it in the way that I thought I did. At that time, I was even studying to become a pastor. But eventually, I left that path, although I still clung to my faith for a little while longer. But having studied religion academically at university, that opened my eyes to the sheer variety of different religious beliefs in the world. And I remember thinking, if I'd been born somewhere else, if I'd been born in India, then I might be a Hindu. I might be into Shinto if I'd been born in Japan, wherever I'd been born, I might have been as passionate about that other religion as I had been about Christianity. How could I know that my faith was the quote-unquote true one? This awareness set off a slow unraveling of my beliefs. After leaving the church, I found myself facing deep questions about purpose and meaning. Losing my faith was like losing an anchor. I struggled with depression, feeling directionless, and wondering if I'd ever find a sense of peace again. I had to rebuild from scratch, and it was during this time that I discovered mindfulness. Mindfulness offered me a way to be present, to find purpose and meaning without needing definitive answers to life's biggest questions. It helped me realize that even in the face of uncertainty, I could find peace. Mindfulness didn't demand belief in a particular doctrine or rely on any kind of absolute truth. It simply asked me to observe my thoughts, feelings, and experiences without judgment. It taught me to accept life as it is, rather than how I wished it to be. Now, as a mindfulness coach, I want to share this path with others who may be going through similar journeys. I'm not here to tell anyone what to believe or not to believe. Mindfulness isn't a cure for religious trauma or a magic solution for everyone, but for me, it's been transformative. It's offered a way to find peace, to let go of old beliefs without resentment, and to live with a sense of purpose grounded in the present, and to rebuild my own sense of meaning rather than listening to what other people said. And so as a mindfulness coach, I don't tell anybody else what to believe or what their meaning or what their goals should be. I simply help them and I help you to rebuild yourself. I thought about naming this podcast Mindful Reconstruction because that's a lot of what actually is happening. But at the same time, it's still deconstruction. Even once you've deconstructed your faith, you have yourself as a story as well. All of us do, no matter whether you've been in any religion or whatever. You have a story of who you think you are. You have a story of who you think other people think you are, who you think other people think you are, who you think other people think you should be, who you think you should be. There's all these stories. And so I think that mindfulness allows a lifetime of deconstructing the stories that we have about ourselves and getting to the core of who we really are. Thank you for listening to my story. If you're going through a process of deconstruction or you're just searching for a way to feel grounded, I encourage you to explore mindfulness. Whether or not it resonates with you the way that it has for me, it's one way of finding connection, peace, and purpose outside of traditional beliefs. If you have questions, thoughts, or you want to share your own story, please reach out. You can always find me at jeremywest.net. I'm here and you're not alone. Until next time, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.